got here in to Knox in 1949.
Got here in 1949.
And when did you become Dean of Men? Do you remember what year
Dean
it was?
Dean of Students.
Dean of Students.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I can.
Period.
To answer your question, I would say I became Dean about 1950.
Yeah. When you were Dean of Students, what were, do you remember any issues you had to deal with? Or
drinking.
Drinking.
As usual. Every school does that.
Yeah.
But I remember one, I'll tell you one incident. A mother and a father, both medical doctors, insisted that their son at Knox be a medical doctor. He didn't want to be a medical doctor. He wanted to work on cars. Boy, that disappointed the parents. And my trying to persuade the parents, he's grown up now, let him do what he wants. And boy, I'll never forget the I got the phone call that three or five students were killed midway between Galesburg and Lake Bracken. You know where Lake Bracken is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Drinking. They were driving. I believe it was five students were killed. I had to go out there and testify. That's when we really, really clamped down on drinking on campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was the car ban also.
Well, that was the result of the student drinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Took cars away from students. Can you imagine that now? But it could only be enforced for about 2 years.
Mm.
Well, look at the number of cars on campus.
Yeah.
We had a huge ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps. That's probably where my name came up.
There was a picture of you with the bazooka, and you looked so professional, too, because you had a tie on and a shirt and everything. And here was everyone else standing around teaching you how to, I guess, use the bazooka, and they had the fatigues on and the helmets. And that was the one picture that stood out.